Cape Talk. Family Matters.
Now, nobody likes to think about the possibility of their own death. It's a deeply uncomfortable subject for many people. But particularly if you have other people who are financially dependent on you, it's something you'd better think about, because the last thing you would want is a situation where something happens to you and the people you love are left in a very vulnerable position after you're gone. Would your family be able to keep on living in your home if something happened to you tomorrow? Would your kids be able to keep on going to the schools they go to? Would there be enough income to keep putting food on the table? These are really important questions that I guess some of our older audience members have already considered. But what about the young adults in our audience? If you're in your 20s, it might be the last thing from your mind right now. You might not even have dependents yet, but it is something you should perhaps be thinking about. Life insurance is the ultimate grudge purchase, but today we want to help you identify who should be thinking about buying it, when, and with what aim in mind. If you have questions for my guest, you're welcome to ask them on 021-446-0567 or by leaving a voice note on 072-567-1567. I've probably just effectively sworn at him because he's an actuary and I said life insurance is a grudge purchase, but Petri Marks, a product actuary from Sanlam, I hope you'll forgive me. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
What ultimately is the purpose of life insurance? Can you explain in layman's terms?
The purpose really, Papa, is to protect the financial futures, to protect the income of a breadwinner should something unforeseen happen. Life do happen, and it's always unforeseen, and it can come in the way of a sudden death or a disability to continue working. Those are really the main purposes of life insurance, is to protect that income for you and your dependents.
Okay, so should only somebody who has dependents think about buying life insurance, or should everybody consider it?
Well, there are some significantly other reasons as well, and I think everybody should consider starting to purchase life insurance. If you just think about settling your debts, that's definitely something you don't want to leave for your loved ones, or even your parents, or other family members, should something happens to you. So just setting your any outstanding debts is another main purpose of why you actually need life insurance. And that spans across all ages and all individuals.
I think there might be listeners who aren't really that sure what would happen if they died in a state of indebtedness in their 20s, because the fact is the debt wouldn't just disappear, Petri.
It won't definitely disappear. You will simply just leave your loved ones with that outstanding debts, and be that short-term debts or study loans, etc., etc.
When we talk about being in your 20s, I mean, I clearly remember that age as being the age of no money. I could barely cope with paying the rent, getting food on the table, keeping up with transport costs to get to my first very menial job that didn't pay well. Many people have student loans to pay off. They're struggling to just cover the basics, let alone think about buying a car. It's hard to ask somebody in that position to think about now taking on an additional cost that might seem for them something that's far down the line and not something they really need to think about. But the fact remains that actually a number of the claims that you receive are from people under the age of 30.
Definitely, and it's also on the rise. Accidents do happen. Our young generation is a generation vulnerable to accidents. But not only that, even illnesses and serious illnesses like cancer is diagnosed from an earlier age. Yes, I agree. Maybe that generation don't think that long term, but it's also maybe necessary to think a little bit short term. What will happen to your rental contract, your cell phone contract, if, for example, you are unable to work for 3 or 6 months? A lot of these claims can also be of a very temporary nature. But if you don't have the reserves to really carry you for a 2, 3, or 6 month period, that can really put you back in your early career.
Years in your career, yeah. I mean, we're told increasingly that young people are putting off these big life decisions. They're not getting married in their 20s. They're not having children until quite a lot later than their parents' generation would have done. They're not buying homes until they've done a bit of traveling or until they can afford to, which is probably the more pressing issue. I challenge any 20-year-old to go and find an affordable apartment in Central Cape Town, and we can have that conversation. But the fact remains that, again, it is something that you are seeing as a reality, that young people should be considering this.
Yes, and if only they consider it because it's such an affordable purchase as well in your 20s. Yes, I told you that the illnesses steadily rise as you grow older, but there are still a lot of life events happening in your 20s, for example, accidents. So there is still a small price to pay, but that price is really Probably less than half of what it will be in your 30s and your 40s. So better to start young. Mm. And on top of that, that's when you're still very healthy. So there won't be any additional loadings and exclusions to your policy.
That's a really important part of this conversation. So let's interrogate that a little bit. You're saying if you start buying and paying premiums in your 20s, they're going to be substantially lower than they would be than if you started in your 40s or 50s, because you are by default generally younger, healthier, less prone to the things that might bring an added whammy to that purchase. Can you give us some examples of the kinds of exclusions and loadings that do happen?
Yes, let's start with the actual price that you are expected to pay. So I think the easiest is if you just look at simple life insurance, life cover. In your mid-20s, you may pay less than 200 rand for about R1 million's cover. That will more than double if you postpone that purchase into your 40s. Mm-hmm. If you postpone it, certain medical conditions will start to emerge, and there's a chance that you may have to pay extra for it. So while you're still young, that price is really the one that you will most likely lock in. And if you maintain that for as long as you want and are able to pay the premium, you continue to pay the benefit or reap the benefits of that very young purchase, even as you grow older.
Okay. A very pertinent SMS here going, but what about the lifestyle issues of young people? For example, many of them still smoke. Won't that impact on the rate that you pay?
Smoking definitely is probably the single biggest rating criteria, and it is really a severe criteria. Your price roughly doubles in the case of a smoker, and that's we also find that the smoking is not only correlated to medical conditions. It seems to be sort of a lifestyle indicator. So even things like motor vehicle accidents, it all seem to be correlated. Which is fascinating if you look at the data.
That's really interesting. So, okay, obviously we would expect you at higher risk of developing something like lung cancer if you're a smoker, but you're saying that your risk of other factors becoming an issue, it correlates to those who smoke.
I think it's just a proxy or a correlation to any other lifestyle factors that may in the end play a role. The data certainly doesn't lie. So we simply just use that experience in setting the rates.
Okay. Somebody's questioning the figures you mentioned, saying I've never seen a life insurance offer for anything less than 400 rand. Where would you find 1 million rands worth of cover for under 200 rand? Is it possible? What would the criteria be to qualify for that?
Yeah, that will probably be your young graduate starting out his employee, his working career. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have a very diverse population. Socioeconomic factors do play a role in your overall mortality experience, but the young working generation, if you have a stable income and you can basically look after yourself from a financial point of view, those are all proxies for the risks that we underwrite, and you can easily come in at younger than at under 200 rand in your mid-20s.
If you start early enough, okay, that's a big if. Another question on the SMS line asking, lump sum versus monthly payments, which is better and why?
I'm a big fan of the monthly payments, especially for our younger generation. They want more the instant gratification, and it's maybe easier to relate to those monthly payment off your bill. So think about it as insuring your paychecks immediately as you grow, as you continue working. The benefit of having the income payments is that it can pay out for something that's purely temporary. You may be in a mountain bike accident, out of action for 6 or 8 weeks, and that will mean that one or two paychecks will be covered by that monthly income policy. Whereas on the lump sum side, it's usually for the big permanent events. If you're unable to continue working entirely going forward, then the big lump sum will pay. But that may leave you uninsured for quite a lengthy period of time when your monthly bills aren't paid.
Help, yeah. For those who might have joined us late, you're listening to Petri Marks, who's a product actuary from Sanlam, chatting to us about some of the ins and outs of life insurance and making the case for considering starting earlier rather than later. What are the tax implications, Petri? For those who are in their 20s, probably working their first jobs, some of them might not even be taxpayers yet. Can you just chat to us about the tax implications of life insurance?
The tax implications are pretty simple. All life insurance benefits, even those that pay out a monthly income, are entirely tax-free. This is a change that happened quite recently, about 3 or 4 years ago. So you, although you pay your premiums from post-tax money, the benefits are purely tax-free. It's a tax-free payment in your pocket.
An interesting WhatsApp from Malcolm in Constantia, who is now retired but was an insurance broker for 30 years. Malcolm comments that I always stress to clients that what life insurance does is to create an instant estate on death where there was previously none. Would you agree with that way of looking at it?
I agree. So few estates are actually liquid, and that's especially for our middle to older customers, that really is the main aim of having that liquidity in the estate.
Okay. I think one thing we should mention, which we haven't touched on, is that it's not only about your family dependents. Often this has implications for businesses, particularly if you are an entrepreneur who started up a business of your own, perhaps in a partnership. There can be serious implications for your partners in that business.
Serious implications, and the business continuity, that's an area of almost expertise in itself. Mm-hmm. But you really want to separate your personal family matters from your business matters. Obviously, it's often difficult to do, but having the necessary insurance in place would ensure both the continuity of the business and also to ensure that your family get a fair value out of the business should something happen to you.
My final question, Petri, is about the age at which you choose to be paid out your retirement benefits and anything linked to life insurance. Is there a sort of a set age at which that all kicks in, or is it something that you can choose as the person taking out the policy?
It's actually quite variable at this point. The product developments have become much more flexible in that regard. Mm-hmm. It used to be around the 60, 65 mark, but we increasingly see people choosing those retirement benefits towards 70. Mm-hmm. I know your savings and retirement policies can pay out even later, but typically for a disability policy, you will insure yourself at least until age 70, because none of us know exactly until how old we will continue working.
Yeah.
So better pitch it at a later stage.
Particularly given that we're being told we're going to live longer and longer in the current format. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing those insights with us. You've been listening to Petri Marks, who is a product actuary from Sanlam. If listeners have additional questions, is there a website we can direct them to, or how do they make contact?
Well, they're welcome to leave a message on the website. Maybe should they want to speak to somebody regarding their life insurance, their necessary details are there.
Petri, thanks so much for your time and all the best.